At Christmas, we often communicate with people that we may not send a letter to or a card to at any other time of the year. And that is the context in which this play follows, called Christmas Letters.
Hey kids, here's a letter to you from Grandma. Come here and listen. Dear grandchildren, because your grandpa is recovering from a bad case of the flu, we cannot be with you this Christmas, but you are always in our minds and hearts, even when miles separate us. Our Christmas gifts to you will arrive in the mail, but the best gift we can give you cannot be delivered by the post office. It is our gift of love to you. Just as Christmas celebrates the best gift of all, God's love to us through the birth of Jesus. As you enjoy all the Christmas surprises, always keep God's gifts centered in your heart, for that is the most important and precious gift that you'll receive. All our love, Grandma and Grandpa. Well, it's nice that Grandma and Grandpa sent you a letter to tell us why they couldn't be here. Letters are really good ways to tell everybody what we're thinking about.
Hey, let's write a letter and tell Grandma all the things that happened during the holiday.
Good idea. You know, what if we could write letters to find out all the things that happened when Jesus was born?
The Bible tells us what happened.
But I mean, like how the disciples felt when the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest."
That would be really interesting. We could write a letter to Joseph, Mary, and even the baby Jesus. Just imagine.
Dear Joseph, the Bible tells us that an angel appeared to you in a dream and told you about Mary and the baby Jesus. Were you frightened when you saw the angel? How did you feel when you were told that Mary was going to have a baby? Did you wish you didn't have to go to Bethlehem? Love, Beth.
Dear Beth, after I was engaged to Mary, I learned that she was expecting a baby. I was upset and very surprised. I could not believe this news. I did not want to hurt Mary or embarrass her, but I thought that perhaps I should not marry her. I didn't know the right thing to do. I was very confused. I thought I would just quietly tell her that we wouldn't be married. One night, an angel came to me in a dream, and when I woke, I thought about what the angel had said. I was really frightened of the angel, but I was astounded. I knew that it was a message from God. The angel told me that I should make Mary my wife without being fearful. He explained that the baby was from the Holy Spirit. I did what the angel told me and took Mary as my wife. I cared for her and also for Jesus when he was born. I was worried about the trip to Bethlehem. I knew it was a long journey, but we were legally bound to go and be counted for the census. Even more importantly, it was prophesied in the Bible that Jesus was to be born there. It said, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." I knew that this journey happened according to God's plan. Signed, Joseph.
How did you feel when you were told by the angel that you have God's son? Were you worried about what people say? Were you afraid to travel to Bethlehem to register for the tax so close to Jesus' birth? Love, Carlton.
Dear Carlton, when the angel appeared to me, I was frightened. But he quickly told me not to be afraid. When I learned I was to be the mother of God's son, I could not believe it. I was amazed. I was not a special person. I didn't understand why I was chosen. I didn't even have time to think about what people would say or what Joseph would say. All I knew was that I was chosen by God, and I felt very blessed. I praised him, and I thanked him for the opportunity to serve him. It was very hard to travel to Bethlehem. The trip was long. It took days to get there. Joseph tried to make the trip easier by placing me on the donkey, but I was very uncomfortable. Because the baby was to be born very soon. We were so disappointed.
Joseph, what made you sidetracking is your stable? What made you sidetracking is your stable? Love, Susanne.
Dear Susanne, Bethlehem was a small village. When Caesar Augustus decreed that everyone must be registered for a taxation, in the town of their ancestors, many, many people came to our small town Bethlehem. We were not prepared to house so many travelers to our village. As it was, every innkeeper of the city used every available space. Even the townspeople opened their homes to distant relatives. On that night when I looked at the couple at my door, I knew that they must have a place to stay. The baby was about to be born. And I thought of the best place that I could, our stable. It was attached to the inn as they usually were. And it received warmth not only from the inn, but from the animals that were housed there as well. It had clean hay. And although, had I known who was going to be born there, I would have given them my own bed. The stable was not a place for the Son of God to be born. Signed, the innkeeper.
What does a shepherd do?
Is it lonely at night on the hillside on the night that Jesus was born? Did you know something was happening in Bethlehem? Were you afraid of the angels? Love, Nicholas.
Dear Nicholas, it is lonely at night on the hillside. On the night that Jesus was born, shepherding is an important job. When there's grass on the hills outside the villages, shepherds take their sheep to graze. We don't have a lot of space to grow food for animals, so the hills help us until weather is too cold or wet. Then we return to the villages and use food we have stored. Most shepherds like their work. At night, we sit around and tell stories, play music instruments, and sing songs. Often these are songs of praise to God, called songs. We feel close to God when we are out in nature. On that night that Jesus was born, we were watching the sheep as usual, but that night we noticed a special brightness in the sky over Bethlehem. We wondered what it might be. Suddenly the heavens seemed to open with a brilliant light, and we were very frightened. Some shepherds covered their eyes, and some fell to their knees. The angels' voices filled the sky, and others joined in telling us about the miracle in Bethlehem. It was then we understood about the strange light, and some of us decided to go into Bethlehem and see for ourselves what the angels had told us. Signed, a shepherd.
Like to be an angel? Do you know God? What do you do in heaven? How do you feel appearing to the shepherds? Sincerely, Kevin.
Dear Kevin, angels are God's messengers. We appear on earth to tell people important things that God wants to announce, just as we did to the shepherds on the night Jesus was born, or when we appear to Joseph and Mary. Our news is not always good news. Sometimes we bring warnings to people. We tell them what they must do to save themselves and their homes and villages. Yes, we know God, but so do you. The difference is, we live with God now, but you must wait until God is ready for you to come to Him. When we are not delivering messages from God, we look down from heaven and watch over you. We are not always seen, but we are always there.
The night Jesus was born was a special night for all people as well as for angels. We brought the world the most wonderful news that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, signed the angels.
Jesus, we know you can't walk or talk yet, but we wonder how you felt coming to earth. You are God's son, but you were born to a young woman here on earth. We wonder how you feel knowing you are our Savior. You are sinless, but you will go through pain and sorrow and disappointment so that our sins are forgiven. Here you are in a lowly stable surrounded by hay and animals when you should be in a cradle and a palace because you are our King. We thank you, Jesus, for being born, for loving us, and for giving your life so that we may live eternally. Love, Liesl.